Mama knows, Mama knows. Sometimes I think she's got a window to my soul. Mama knows, Mama knows.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. What a beautiful, beautiful song. This show today is dedicated to mothers and moms really all around the world, and of course to our special moms and our special ladies that are in our lives that are moms. That is such a beautiful song, so we definitely dedicate that to all the moms. And the show today, we have been talking about great tips for moms who travel, whether it's with the family or whether it's, you know, for business or traveling alone with a child. We have lots of great tips that we have for you today. And coming up in the next segment, we'll have a lot of great gift ideas, too, for the moms. Now, sitting in with me today, I have Doc Bill, my regular road buddy, with Sapelo Island Birdhouses.
SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com. It's a great place to spend some time with mom and enjoy the sun and enjoy the beach for this time of the year, summer.
And that website is SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com. We can also give you guys a call at 912-223-6515 for that great Mother's Day getaway. And I'm sure you guys have some openings there if moms want to come and spend Mother's Day on Sapelo. And also sitting in with me today is Olivia Varnson, who is the Travel Bags with Anita intern. She's always doing all this great research behind the scenes. So we always love it when she can come into the studio. So welcome back to the show, Olivia. Glad to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
And we're talking about moms. Did you like that song, too?
Yes, I did.
It's just beautiful. I mean, it really puts you in the mood, too, for getting ready to go out and look for those Mother's Day gifts. And think about those moms, especially who have to travel for work, because your mom traveled a lot for work, right?
Yes. Luckily, she doesn't have to as much anymore. But I know that when we were growing up, it was something that she always felt a little guilty about. And so we researched some ideas to help make that process a little bit easier for the family.
Well, that's a great idea. Let's go ahead and share those, because I've traveled also for business, but I'm not a mom, so I didn't have that added kind of stress or concern about leaving the kids at home. But hey, traveling for business has its own little kind of nuances within itself. Now, you found a really great website, and that website is MB4, success.com. And there's some really great tips that you picked up there. So what are some of those?
The first thing you can do is plan for fun. If your trip's going to last longer than 2 days, whoever's taking care of your children, maybe plan to have them go out at night to see a movie or just go out to dinner.
You know, I like that idea because it kind of adds some fun to it. And especially if it's a babysitter or a caretaker or a grandparent or aunt or uncle or someone that they are sort of accustomed to going out and having some fun with, it gives us something to look forward to. Mom's going away on a trip, but, you know, I get to see Uncle Bob or Uncle Joel, you know, coming to take us out for a great movie and pizza or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually my job these days to take care of my younger siblings. And when our mom is gone for more than 2 days, we do miss her. So it lifts our spirits a little bit.
To have some fun things to do?
Yeah.
So do you do the pizza and movie kind of thing, or what do you do?
Yeah, we usually go out to a movie. Sometimes we see two in a row. We're feeling up to it.
That sounds like fun. Now that sounds like my kind of night out.
Yeah.
Okay, what's some other ones?
Another thing, especially with younger kids, you can help them understand the whole process of you going away to involve them in preparing for your trip.
Mm-hmm.
So you can maybe create a calendar together so they can see all the days mapped out in front of them for how long you'll be gone. And they also suggested maybe adding something fun to the calendar, like a piece of candy for each day that you'll be gone. So they have something to look forward to, and they can see the candy kind of dwindling down as you get as it gets closer to your return.
So that means mom's coming back with candy in her bag to give us, too.
Maybe, yeah.
At the end of all the candy going away from the calendar. I really like that idea. And I also like maybe adding some stickers, because I know kids really like stickers. So that would be a fun thing to add to that calendar, too. Great idea. Now, when I used to travel with Pan Am as a flight attendant, my family would actually go on, not online, because we didn't have online then, but they would go to like the National Geographic magazines, and they would research the countries where I was traveling to just learn a little bit and just feel as though they were connected with me while I was gone. So definitely finding a way to pull the family in, you know, when you're away on a trip, I think is a great way to not only prepare together, but also extend the trip back home a little bit as well.
Right, and it makes it more fun when you come back to share those stories and they have an idea of what you're talking about.
Exactly, exactly. And I see number three there is pack together. So let your kids pick out something special for you to take along. So what do you think about that? I like that idea.
Yeah, that's another way to involve your kids in the process. And they suggested maybe your child picks a toy of their own for you to take with you so they know that a part of them is going to be with you.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's really neat. So a favorite toy, you know, you give to mom to take along so that she doesn't feel lonely, too.
Yes. That's quite an honor.
I would definitely think so. And then what's another one there?
Another one is to create a ritual, which kind of ties into the first one we talked about, like planning for fun. If your grandparents are going to be watching you or a favorite babysitter is going to be coming over, you have something that you guys do during that time to help also lift the spirits again while your mom is gone.
And make it a ritual so that each time you travel, you're doing that same thing. Right. So that creates that anticipation. And hopefully the kids won't get to the point where they are wishing that mom was leaving for a trip so that they can do that ritual. But I think that's a great idea because it creates also, too, those memories. And in my mind, really, travel is all about those memories. So although you're the one going doing the travel, you can also create those memories for folks who are staying back at home as well.
I know when we were younger, my grandma would watch us, and we knew every single time she was going to come and make us breakfast for dinner, and it was going to be like a three-course meal. Perfect. She spoiled us. We were so excited.
I like that idea. That's great. That's really good. Now, another one is also to be on the lookout, really, for those kind of special notes or cards that you can place maybe in the kids' room. So they're on like this lookout where they're going like a scavenger hunt or something while you're gone. I like that idea.
Yeah, if they're missing you, they can find it while you're gone, and it's a reminder of you and help them feel closer to you.
Yeah, I like that. So be on the lookout for, you know, it's the kids, you know, turning this into a game, you know, be on the lookout for things that mom may have left behind, a little note. And since this is Mother's Day, that's also maybe a little tip also, too, for the dads when the mom is away, too, to maybe have some little things for the mom to find when she returns home. I like that as well. Now, number six, what do you think about that one? It's have fun with Skype.
Yeah, luckily we have Skype nowadays. We didn't have it when I was younger and I miss my mom. But Skype, you can see each other. You can play games. They suggested I Spy, which sounds pretty fun. And maybe read books together or play peekaboo, depending on how old the kids are.
Yeah, I like that idea. And there's also iChat, too. I mean, there's probably some other apps out there that you can find in different ways that you can connect and stay connected to home. I know one of our previous shows, that's what we talked about, is staying connected to home. And that's so important, not only for the kids, but also, too, for the mom that's traveling so that she doesn't feel as though she's missing some of those special events that might happen or special things that may be happening at home. And then capture their mind is the last one there. So just want to show kids, you know, where you're going. You know, so kind of back to what I was saying about what my family would do in going and doing a little bit of research about things. And then bring back something special that kind of ties in with that. Another thing that I like around sort of capture their minds, too, is sending postcards home with stamps from the different places that you go, especially if you're traveling international. That's a great way to help them build a stamp collection and start collecting things.
That's really cool, yeah.
Now, you found another website as well.
Yes, whattoexpect.com had a lot of the same tips, but they also suggested if your child's having a hard time understanding what's going on, you can read stories about parents who travel. There are books written for kids about this very thing. One is called When Daddy Travels, and another is called When Parents Can't Be There to Tuck You In. So it helps them understand. It gives them something to relate to. And maybe it's something that they can read each time you go away.
You know, and the other thing I like about this, too, is that this should also put moms at ease that kids are now understanding a little bit more, too.
Yeah.
And then the last one there is say goodbye with a smile. So you don't want to make it seem as though it's just going to be so traumatic or, you know, that, you know, so sad leaving. It is sad, but you also want to leave on a happy note, too. So put that smile in your goodbye for those moms out there that have to travel on business. So these have been great tips, Olivia. Thanks a lot for researching those.
No problem.
So you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and when we come back, we will have some great gift ideas for those moms that travel. So lots of travel products, travel goods that we'll have for you. So get your pen and paper ready. This is North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550, FM 102.9, WDUN.